Welcome to another episode of Mim Monkey with me, Andrew, and Matt. We're going to be discussing Suburbicon, directed by George Clooney, and there will be some spoilers in this review.
So the film starts out with a black family, the Lyle family, moving into a sort of middle-class neighbourhood in mid-America, a very normal-looking place with sort of the white picket fence and everything. And straight away after they move in, there's tension between the white inhabitants and this new family, as they don't want them there. So that sort of sets off the first plot of the film running. And then the main plot of the film follows Matt Damon as he's involved in insurance fraud after he hires two men to basically murder his wife.
Yeah.
And then try and claim the insurance money back. But he soon gets involved as Oscar Isaac turns up as the insurance investigator and starts investigating and finds out not everything's as it seems. So that's the basic setup for the film.
There's a lot going on in the movie.
Yeah, there's a... Well, not really. I probably didn't explain it very well.
No, there's like... Well, you've got like the family across the road. You've got the murder mystery thing with Matt Damon. And then you've got Oscar Isaacs coming in. There's different things going on there.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily always tie together incredibly fluidly.
Yeah.
And well,
the film was... apparently, the script was written by the Coen brothers back in the 80s. This was one of the first scripts they ever wrote, but then they decided, for whatever reason, not to go through and turn it into a movie and direct it. And then it was picked up more recently by George Clooney, who added extra material to it and who directed the film. So that's a lot of people have suggested that's why the two sort of plots don't really meld together. Even though there has been an attempt made, it's not like they're entirely separate stories that it's flicking back and forth between. Like you say, the story of sort of the black family facing racial prejudice is happening just across the street from the Matt Damon story, which is a more straightforward murder mystery crime drama.
Yeah.
And the film was sort of... The best moments of the film was when it pointed out the sort of hypocrisy of the local people, that they were so focused on not wanting this new family moving in that they were completely ignoring the fact that there was terrible crimes and violence going on in their own community. That was really the biggest problem with the film for me, was that it never quite clarified its intentions. It felt like it was sort of, it had a message to tell, but it didn't quite get it across to the audience in the way that, in a sort of impactful way.
Yeah, well, like, when you look at the trailer, it had no mention of, like, the Myers family moving in and stuff like that.
No.
That wasn't mentioned at all in the trailer. Maybe, like, for, like, one split second, one scene I can think of in the trailer, but it wasn't, like, explicitly saying, this is what the movie's about. They kind of portrayed it as this murder mystery movie. And that's done well. I think the murder mystery stuff is done well, but they don't really point to the other stuff they were going for, like the undercurrent of racism in 1950s America.
From the trailer, like the reference to that family moving in, you would imagine that's an incidental point of the story that has nothing to do with the main story. It's just something else that happens.
Yeah.
But the movie begins with that.
Yeah.
So straight away when you go into the movie... Yeah, obviously, like, if a movie starts with certain character, you're in your head, you're thinking, that's got to be the main focus of this movie.
Well,
but then it shifts to another story, which doesn't seem to be related to the first one.
It's a good, valid point to make, certainly just now, talking about America, racism in America, especially now with, like, Donald Trump and stuff like that. It's a good, valid point to make. But I think, like, the way they were trying to link it together was with the tension with Matt Damon's family, as that mystery slowly builds, and he's about to be found out that the racist tension next door builds and builds and builds, and it's like that parallel of those two things could be similar to like something like Do the Right Thing with like Spike Lee, where they're constantly saying, "Oh, the weather's getting really hot," as the tension builds up. It's like that racism's getting worse and worse as the problems and Matt Damon's version of an American suburb is getting worse and worse and worse. It's like that's what people are blaming it on, is That's the problem with the town, is it's all that new family, it's all the black people's fault, and not really what's...
The actual fault, which is him murdering somebody and claiming well, like, insurance money.
Yeah, it's like the suburbs have created their own problem and they're blaming it on someone else.
There was like the situational irony because you had the two situations mirroring one another that were across the street. And also, that's what I mean, there was a message there. I mean, the current political situation in America, you can kind of see this as referring to that because you have like fraud and corruption and violence, you know, misogyny, killing his wife, having affairs, things like this. And then, but actually that's not what the whole society's focused on. The whole society's focused on there's a new black family moving in and that's what we don't like. So that was the thing. It just...
But you've got to look really hard to find a listener maybe because it's not really...
Yeah, they don't put it across to you and tell you that's what it's about. The other thing in the movie, I mean, that was sort of in there, but it didn't necessarily have anything particularly interesting to say. Like, if that was the message of the movie, it's a fairly, you know, pretty easy to understand message. It wasn't something you're going to go away and think about. Basically, it was just saying racism's really bad.
Yeah.
And we should be focused on more important issues.
It's a valid message to put forward, especially now. But it's not
necessarily a complex one.
No, and it's not really put forward in a way that really makes you focus on it.
Yeah,
it's just like a little side note in this movie, in this murder mystery movie.
What did you think? Would you think the movie would be better if it was just the Matt Damon story, like just that crime thriller?
No, I think like the movie had a lot of I think what would have been interesting is after we saw it, you mentioned something like, oh, they should have had more Oscar Isaacs and more about how the insurance salesman's figuring this out.
Because
he's in it for like two scenes. And the scenes he's in is really good. I think that would have been a different, more interesting
way to look at it. He was the best part of the movie, for me.
Well, I think there was like loads of good performances in it. I mean, you had like Matt Damon and you had Julianne Moore playing like, Julianne Moore was playing the wife and the sister.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was really good at what they were asked to do. Matt Damon was quite creepy as a distant father who's got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, they didn't...
And the kid was really good too. I really like Nicky, the little boy. He played it well.
They didn't make us enough use of the cast. And that was another thing. Again, referring back to the trailer, you kind of got the idea from the soundtrack that it was more of a comedy.
It was more of a dark, wacky comedy.
Yeah, dark comedy.
Yeah.
But
there was funny moments.
There were funny moments, but like you say it seemed to kick into gear about halfway through the film. Like, the first part was quite dry, and then it suddenly got going. And also the fact that the story about the black family, like, not being served in the supermarkets, and people banging drums and trying to, like, get them out of the town, there's not a lot of humour in that. Like, that's really serious. So it doesn't necessarily play together.
From the trailer, it doesn't. It doesn't link up at all.
But that's where the two things don't play. You can't have like a dark comedy, but then something that is genuinely like serious at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what didn't really gel.
But I think that they just had a lot of ideas and some very good points. They just didn't make them in a very good way. Really good cast. Who else was really good was the mobster guy, played by Clive Fleischer.
Yeah.
Who's been in like Boardwalk Empire. And you mentioned
True Detective, yeah.
And Millions, he's in lots of stuff. He was really good as the mobster that was intimidating him. There was some really good, well-written scenes, and there were some really clever scenes.
Yeah.
It wasn't a really terrible movie for me. It was just a pretty average movie that could have probably been a lot better, especially with the cast. And, you know, I think, like, if you like Coen Brothers, you'll probably like this, but it's not as good as if, say, like, Serious Man or something like that, or...
No.
There's nothing as good as that, but you might like it. It's just a decent movie. It's just nothing really... It's not amazing. And from the trailer, you think, oh, it might be.
It seems... I would say this seems like an unfinished Coen Brothers movie. Like, the script could have done with more polishing, it could have done with more humour putting in there, or more clearly defined what they were going for. Whereas it seems like they were halfway there. It's like they'd pretty much worked out the bare bones of a plot, but they'd never really fleshed it out or thought about putting more of Oscar Isaacs in, putting more of the good characters in, maybe cutting some scenes out that didn't really do a lot. that's the kind of, yeah, it was kind of felt a little bit unfinished, a little bit, you know, like, put together, sellotaped together.
So overall?
Overall, I probably wouldn't recommend.
You wouldn't recommend that. I didn't think it was that bad. I think it's got some good points. Yeah. And
I mean, I'd watch, like, you know, it's worth watching if it came on TV, because it's, like, the actors are quite good. And there's a couple of scenes that were humorous. And it did have, a message there.
Yeah, I don't think it was terrible, but it certainly wasn't
But
great.
It's not something you need to, like, rush out and see or get on.
Stay at home.
Yeah.
It's a cold night.
So that was our review of Suburbicon. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back again soon with another review.